5 of the strangest reasons to ever hire a strategist. Here we go.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back. I'm with BrianJPombo.com. I'm coming to you live from the Orange office here in Grants Pass, Oregon. Picturesque Grants Pass, Oregon. Really great weather this summer. If you're ever looking to travel, come on up here. Come check it out. It's pretty nice. Today, though, we are going to be dealing with why you would want to hire a strategist. Now, this is a pretty self-serving episode, okay? I'm a strategist. And I'm actually going to tell you why sometimes people actually hire strategists that you wouldn't normally think of why they would. I completely stole this. This is from Frank Kern. Give credit where credit's due. Frank Kern is a marketing and advertising expert out there. He's actually the one that came up with this list. When I heard it, I'd worked with people long enough as a consultant, and I found that these are actually dead on. That some of my best clients that I've worked with would actually fall under these 5 strange reasons. See, most of the time when people hire a consultant, they hire a strategist, they hire someone to come in to help them out, it's not always for the reason they think it's the reason why they're doing it. There's always a subliminal reason behind everything else, or a reason that things end up falling into, a place where the relationship ends up taking them. And I found that most of the time they end up going this direction. So you might as well know about it. Before you take the dive, might as well know some of the options that you have, regardless of whether you hired someone like me or whether you hired someone completely different. If you're looking to bring a strategist in, these are some areas that you might want to look for and a discussion you would want to have with them ahead of time to see if they can actually help you out in some of these places. So here's the 5. I'm not sure how well you could see it from your end. It all depends on how big your screen is. The first one's the actual advisor. And that's the one that everyone thinks the reason why they're hiring is as an actual advisor. It's usually in a specific area. So in my specific expertise is in overall business strategy. What I'll do is I'll go in, work with a company, look at their overall business. We tend to determine where the business owner or executive looking to take the business, where it currently is, and then we see, you know, what are the steps necessary to go from here to here and whether they're actually willing to take them or not. That's my specialty. You could find a strategist or a consultant or a coach on just about anything. If you look hard enough, you could find somebody. The tough thing is to actually find someone that you can trust. But it's a guaranteed thing. You've got to make sure you trust someone who's coming on as an advisor. I would never allow anybody to hire me unless I believe they actually trusted me. I'm trying to put out a whole lot more free content to help enable that trust as much as possible. But I definitely don't want anyone bringing me on that doesn't trust me. Honest truth, I've had multiple people hiring me in the past that did not trust me. And because they did not trust me, they couldn't fully implement the plans that we had put together. And because they couldn't fully implement the plans, they didn't get the success that they wanted. It happens. So I've gotten very strict about making sure that the person actually has a very sincere trust, that I trust them, that they trust me, that there's a very clear connection there, and that we can actually go through the process. So make sure you trust the person you're working with. But that's the actual advisor. That's the first thing, and it's the most common thing that people go in to having a relationship with a strategist. That's the first area they look at. But here's another one, accountability partner. Quite often, especially when you're dealing with somebody that's running a company, they're looking for somebody that they can be accountable to. This also requires trust. This also requires that you know the person, that you like the person, and that you feel that you could be kept accountable to them. That you do a certain amount of things, but it's really tough to be accountable to people who you hire or people who are dependent upon you. It's tough to be accountable to them because you're the boss. They're accountable to you. It's tough for it to go the opposite direction quite often. Sometimes people are looking for an accountability partner. The third thing is a bad cop. They're looking for somebody to blame so that the people on their staff doesn't take it out on them. Especially if it's an idea that doesn't work. They don't want all that blowback coming back on them. They'd rather be able to blame it on somebody outside of the system, a contractor that's coming in or some advisor. A strategist is a perfect scapegoat for that type of thing. And that's fine as long as it's a last ditch effort. It's not the actual long-term plan is to actually blame it. But having that as a release valve is sometimes useful, having that someone to trust in terms of a consultant or a strategist. Fourth one is a confidant. They just want somebody to be able to talk to, someone they can that really has trusting ears. Somebody that can talk out their ideas, talk out their plans, get a little bit of back and forth, has a business perspective, which is very difficult to find out there. You can't just go out and put an ad in Craigslist and get somebody that has business knowledge and business background, has owned businesses, and actually understands what's necessary, all the troubles and headaches and everything else that goes along with it. It's very tough to find somebody out there like that. Hiring a strategist, hiring a coach, that would help you possibly have a confidant. Once again, the trust factor is necessary in all of that. And the fifth one is a sounding board. It's similar to the confidant. It's somebody that you can trust in, a sounding board you could pass your ideas to. Those are the five strange reasons. It's not the things you would normally think about when you're looking at hiring a strategist. And I'm not out there looking for new clients right now. I am packed with enough work for now. Probably in the next couple of months, I may be possibly looking at bringing on some more qualified clients, but it all depends. If you happen to be an executive or a business owner that's in the self-reliance field, you're going to want to go over to dreambizchat.com. There's a video there. It's actually the video from yesterday. If you happen to miss that, go to dreambizchat.com. Go and watch it. It's a quick little video. It's 8 minutes. And that will describe kind of what Dream Biz Chat is all about. If you're interested, fill out the application and we'll see if we can get together if you qualify. Go check that out. Hope you all have a great night and we'll see you tomorrow.